Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Disaster is a verb. Bought some bread, took a train, swam a lap, nearly drowned, met a man, got undressed, sucked a cock, lost a friend, ate a meal, took a cab, brushed my teeth, washed my hair, smelled his cigarette, didn't sleep. I have received, but not eaten, a box of chocolates. Insides are made almost exclusively of cherry, save for a little stone they forgot at the factory.
Submerged in the San Francisco Bay, Burt Lancaster swims a river called Lucinda. Jane Birkin is in a swimming pool. Alain Delon is by a swimming pool. Jean Seberg is in the Mediterranean. Marie Laforêt is near the Mediterranean. Jean Marais in a pool of water. Sherilyn Fenn floats on her back. Every glimmer of water shines to me like a little psychodrama of self-interest. Looking straight ahead, I am spreading an open palm on a cold, flat surface. I pull the phrase, funny kind of childhood, out of a book. And together, we pull our resources.
I've always always been jealous of a song, no song in particular, but the simple idea of one, the vague idea that you could forego control of yourself as a cultural object and travel, move, change shape, all hyena and horse or coyote, and not weather a storm, but be one, drift and thunder, moving inland, slow, slow, steady. And I heard someone say that singing in the day was like screaming at a funeral, but being a song, you could be a different animal in each and every different room. Rooster, eagle, a pelican, a porcupine. Collisions, and always a colossus of feeling, tinting buildings and bridges with your indecision. We only wanted ever to total art like a car. Fold the body down like sheet metal into a calm pool of water and sing like monuments or minarets, calling things prayer rather than people to it. And you are the Colosseum, of course, hell-bent on organizing these long hours like long cups of coffee of a given morning or an assortment of foodstuffs on rye. And we often stand in awe of superficial things, which is why I like to stand beside you rather than look straight at you, asking things to last. And solidarity is never an uncomplicated thing in here. But standing here, we can point our fingers at similar things, give all our longings similar names, desire heavily, and stand with our backs to similar places. We hide all our ideas behind similar words, like feelings or falling rain. I think of what you had on the beach to burn that afternoon, a blue deer at pace, bounding through a beautiful and useful forest of illusions and oak trees.
Looking for context, but my concern was ever that our reflections would be wide rather than deep, scarcely a Great Depression, simply a naval high spirit level, a void that comes to your knees. A painting hanging on a piece of red and yellow string that was full of locusts wearing gold coronets, with men's faces and women's hair crawling out of a pit onto scorched grass, and the sea in the distance, and the sky above was the color of ox blood. And the locusts, clad in armor, were killing each other with swipes of their tails. And I was thinking of you as a kind of blue deer, and imagining the version of forest that image would demand. The cytokines and oxen, a painting hanging on a piece of red and yellow string.
Goth. I bleed so much my shit has turned completely black. Black, like the heart on your t-shirt. Black, like the world in your songs.
Like when we are on the move, and the wind windows are closed, forming that kind of dust translucent skin as we run under someone else's sun. And there are two people in that picture, and neither of them could hear the motor. Neither you nor I. Us or we. And the two of them are in the frame. You could search for their connotations, the right associations, but all that was there was that silence. Miles and miles and miles and miles of it, leveling itself out. It's an equation, simply stated, a mathematics for animals in motion. Me now metrics me, and you are, of course, as you are. An imperial subject tethering yourself to things, to tables and chairs and beautiful places. Everything's an adjective, and you are the driver to the passive passenger beside you, and I am something else. And as we move, we are dealing in silences and no longer in distances, and in love with that idea. And it had become a joke on the concrete as we'd move along, a joke that we're happily reaching for. It would drift and bleed, and bunch in like bedsheets as a feeling. It's a shuttle towards a kind of formalism, a way or a style, a fact or feeling, or a manner of speaking, a means of working, a methodology for living, an advocate for some formal jealousy, a conceptual rhyme. Weave garlands of big and blooming flowers here, a magnolia, or a line looking for its couplet, or a sculpture that wants to be a song, a key with designs on a hinge or a lock. And our love would read like a lookbook of 21st century interpretations of 20th century experiments. And morally, ours would be as empty as everyone else's. It's always horrific and sentimental and quiet and slow, but we could share in that horror, keep it for ourselves. There was always something there to share, enough of it for two, for dinner, bread and water, and we're clipped by signs of the road. Darker wine, it signals the road, and as we both name ourselves after it, now and now and now, the signs all carry a little lore. The light, no stars, remember the highway ciphers in other places. You are thinking, they would say, of adopting a highway, they would say, lighting out, as always, for greener pastures, or just any elsewhere, and anywhere, and the lights, how they would always flicker. The fuckers are on the move, here and here and here and here, and gently, gently, gently. They would mark the passage of time, here and here and here, and at 1/25th of a second, we have a glimpse. At 25, we have the Mississippi, on and on and on, a long river, click, click, click. And knowing a car was a retrospective in an old and frustrating museum. But that doesn't matter now. Now we're here and here and then here, and we've a register for this quiet, like Moon River or something else. Another song. And looking down at that glass was like seeing the light gleam on a river, caged in by water, like seeing oil on water, a variety of colours. The light would move quicker than we could, and you are thinking of adopting a highway, of finding the room to breathe and sitting in that bar, headed for a white pillow-like sun. I'm a large automobile, always moving, on and on. Station. And I'd head home intending to get out my encyclopedia, keener than ever, and wanting to improve my acquaintance with the natural world, to work out what my paleonomy might look like, and give an object of attention my own inherited name, and a word that could run like an adopted highway, as far as we could take it. A word like sayonara, or a phrase like so long.
I sent you pictures of my breasts, and you ignored them. There were garbage bags hanging in the trees.
Thank you. a man capable of great tenderness and, by association, great deceit. Yesterday morning, he broke the neck of a swan. By evening, they'd crowned him king.
He asked for pictures of my room. I showed him my chair, my bedposts, my curtains, my carpet. Before you ask, no, they don't match.
Permit themselves to glorify darkness and pain, to beautify darkness and pain. I can do nothing with darkness and pain. I have too much of it. It is unwieldy and ugly and financially unviable, and it is also mine, which is worse. What does a thief do with that which is theirs? I mean, morally and legally theirs. My poor subjectivity, I can give it away. I'm too selfish and secretive, too mercenary and arrogant, too clumsy and weak and dumb. I'm simply too full of darkness and pain, glorious darkness and pain, beautiful darkness and pain.
Summer is gone, and all the
We peer over the brim of the generative contradiction and consider the conditions of success. Like Royal Crown weathered by Coca-Cola, the odds are stacked against us. Like Veronica Lake, Walden Pond, and River Phoenix. You're subtly making up your hair in the storefront glass. The clean surface sits still like an estranged object that could now run under your moniker. We'll name the shop after you and work out what we have left to sell. That's me, you say, catching your own eye and open palms, but knowing full well that I'm looking straight at you. You pull a face that looks more like mine. Every resource is pooled in here. We pick out some groceries, pick out some wine. In the glass, we'd play with the negative impress of our better qualities and angels. The way that I would relish the expressionism of a bad TV set, how having regular access to a bad color model as a child, I'd ember an ocean as wonder, educate my line of sight. Football games on red earth with green faces, and Rothko, Motherwell, and Klein. And I imagine the things other people would have purposed. This wooden table for before I'd given it some employ. Turning the wood like a gross carpenter as we walk the block in dovetail silhouettes, merging with some variety of tree, matter for matter. A post oak, live oak, a bur oak, or shimmered red. And I'd heard that seasonal growth should stretch out the limbs for any distance from 3 to 24 or more inches. So I stretch out my arm and imagine pulling ideas out from beneath the following lines of your hand, here and here.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.